From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Afghanistan's frigid winter has been made colder by Iran and a bit of unneighborly behavior. For a month now, most fuel trucks bound for Afghanistan through Iran have been stopped at the border. As a result, gasoline and heating fuel prices have spiked. Iran claims it's trying to stop fuel heading for U.S.-led NATO forces, though the U.S. denies that any of it is. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on one side effect of the stoppage, anti-Iranian protests in Kabul, as well as a rare protest in support of the United States.
It was a fitting symbol for a protest against rising fuel prices. Scores of young Afghans riding bicycles assembled recently outside the Iranian embassy in downtown Kabul. They carried a banner reading, "Life without oil is possible. Life without honor is not." One man in the crowd shouted out the names of Iran's ambassador to Afghanistan, Iran's president, and Iran's supreme leader, to which the throng replied, "Death." It's not just that the price of heating oil and gas is up 50%. Knock-on effects are driving up the prices of anything that needs to be transported by truck. In Afghanistan, that's just about everything. Lines have been long outside gas stations like this one in Kabul, and station manager Ghulam Sahi says some taxi drivers and truckers are wondering if they can afford to work at all with prices so high. It's affecting the price of our food and our firewood, and it's getting colder day by day, says Sahi. About half of Afghanistan's domestic fuel comes through Iran, according to the Afghan Commerce Minister, the first government official to publicly criticize Iran's actions. "We are not satisfied with the negotiations over this issue," said Commerce Minister Anwar-ul-Haq al-Hadi. Iran had promised to end the embargo after a recent visit from the Afghan vice president, said Ahadi. But the promise was broken, he added, and with no good reason given for the blockade in the first place. On the international level, reasons are easier to see.
In the past, this is not new. Iranians have also used Afghanistan to leverage.
Harun Mir, a political analyst in Kabul, says that Iran is trying to show the U.S. that it has influence over the success of the American project in Afghanistan as a warning against any U.S. strike on Iran. He also cites domestic reasons inside Iran. The U.S. has led efforts to squeeze Iran's economy with sanctions, and Iran is currently pushing through its own painful economic reforms, cutting the national subsidy on fuel. For Tehran, hoarding fuel may help ease the stress of both. Also, says Mir, Afghanistan's neighbors want their interest to be considered in any peace negotiations with the Taliban.
All these countries have a lot of stakes in Afghanistan, and they don't want to be ignored in case of a political settlement. And these are warnings that the Iranians are also sending to the Afghan government and also to the United States.
But Afghan people feel caught between, says Fardeen Hashimi, one of the bicycle-riding protesters. Iran is allied with government elites in Afghanistan, says Hashimi, perhaps referring to some of the former warlords inside the Kabul government who in the past were sheltered and armed by Iran. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has also admitted to receiving literal bags full of cash from the Iranian government. Hashimi says that Iran and some in the Afghan government are dismayed at the sight of peaceful protesters like him. But given a choice between Iranian influence and the Americans, says Hashimi, he'll take the U.S. A sentiment that took the protesters, by pedal power, from the Iranian embassy in Kabul over to the American embassy for a rare public demonstration in support of the USA, including a moment of silence for the nearly 1,500 U.S. soldiers who have died so far in Afghanistan. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.